We hear it all the times. Part of this gospel reading been quoted, that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son so that the world might be saved through him. But we often forget that St. John continues that the world preferred to live in darkness instead of the light. My brothers and sisters, we see this in our life all the time. People don't want to live in the light because the light brings out a lot of things that they're trying to hide, because the light hurt their ego and the light confront them with the truth. But yet living in the light require us to shed away our ego, our pride, our desire to be in control in order to conform ourselves to Christ Jesus. My brothers and sisters, the light set us free. The light make us no longer being enslaved, but the light help us to become more Christ-like each day, so that we learn from the Son of God how to be children of God, our Heavenly Father, through the power and working of the Holy Spirit. Which leads me toward the first reading today, my brothers and sisters. Oftentimes we believe that if we have faith, God somehow is supposed to keep us safe and to protect us. But we hear in the first reading, he permitted his very own apostles to go through imprisonment, to go through mistreatment, but his grace was always with them. Do you believe that, my brothers and sisters, that God is not here to somehow make all things perfect and nice, but he's with us through the ups and downs, even through our trials, our pains, our sufferings? Will we conform ourselves to him? Will we love him? Will we give our life to him? Or will we hold on to darkness, to the things of this world, to our desire to be in control? My brothers and sisters, God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten son, so that we might be saved through him. Will we love him with everything that we have, so that we are proud of loving him, possessing him, and living for him? Or are we still being held back? May the love of God change us all.